Knowing how much music is your life, I can only imagine that when you lost your voice in 1981, that had to be pretty traumatic. What actually inspired you to get through that and persevere?
Yeah, of course, it was the family, of course, and again, it was Rudolf who really was supporting me, and when I really was about giving up, you know, he said, no chance, you know. The band was in the studio, we recorded the album Blackout, and ironically, it was actually a blackout I was going through in real life. And so when I said, you should look for a new singer, that's it for me, this is like the end of the road, this was back in 82, Rudolf said, no way, you know, you do everything you can do to get your voice back, and we are waiting, we're recording in the studio, but the album is not ready until you put the vocals on there, and we wait for you. So in the end, I worked my way through, but it was this kind of energy boost and this kind of support behind me from the family, and especially from Rudolf, that there was no chance to go, you know.
Right.
And it was a moment of tragedy for an artist, for a singer. It was a moment of tragedy, but it was also a great moment of friendship.
Did that event actually have an effect on the music that you created after that?
Yeah, probably, you know, because until today, I'm so thankful, you know, that for every night I'm on stage and I sing and my voice is there, you know, and I feel great, you know, because back then it gave me a whole new life as an artist, as a singer, and I never forget this dark moment. I never, ever, and I never will forget it, you know.
Mm-hmm.